Hi, folks. It's Mike Church, producer of the Shakespeare Radio Film Festival, announcing that we're offering the entire festival, including Joseph Pierce's commentaries, for just $19.95. That's a 50% discount. This exclusive download will include over 16 hours of festival content. To reserve your Shakespeare Radio Film Festival download at an incredible 50% off, go to crusadechannel.com/Hamlet.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Wednesday, September 9th, 2020. I'm Stacey Cohen, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by Founding Father Films Publishing, featuring rare essential works like Humility of Heart and Life of Washington, put back into print and edited by Mike Church. Available exclusively at mikechurch.com/books. Here's what to listen for this hour. What happens if Joe Biden loses? The left is preparing. In Georgia, the Democrats were double-dipping when it comes to voting. In Los Angeles County, they are the first to ban trick-or-treating. The leftist coalition is explicitly making preparations to deal with a situation where the November election ends without a clear outcome or with a Joe Biden win that Donald Trump refuses to recognize, according to the Daily Beast. The leftist group convened by the relatively secret Fight Back Table, FBT, reportedly discussed their plans in a secret during a Zoom virtual meeting. Referring to the meeting, the Daily Beast reported, over the course of 2 hours, participants broached the question of what the progressive political ecosystem can functionally do in a series of election scenarios. They began charting out what it would take to stand up to a multi-state communications arm to fight disinformation, a training program for nonviolent civil disobedience, and the underpinnings of what one official described as mass public unrest. An unnamed aide to the Biden campaign told the Daily Beast it's aware of the concerns expressed by many of these leftist groups that are actively planning for all contingencies and scenarios. Democrats are baselessly promoting the notion that President Trump will refuse to leave office if he loses, calling on their supporters to prepare to mobilize just in case that happens. Pharmaceutical company AstraZeneca will be putting an experimental coronavirus vaccine study on hold in America after a participant in the United Kingdom faced an apparent serious adverse reaction, according to a report. The Anglo-Swedish company's standard review process triggered a pause to vaccination to allow review of safety data, an AstraZeneca spokesperson said. The pause is a routine action which has to happen whenever there is a potentially unexplained illness in one of the trials while it's investigated, ensuring that we maintain the integrity of the trials. A suspected serious adverse reaction includes symptoms that require hospitalization, life-threatening illness, and even death. Meanwhile, 9 biopharmaceutical companies signed an unusual pledge to uphold high ethical standards, suggesting they won't seek premature government approval for COVID-19 vaccines. Our saint of the day, he dedicated himself by special vow to the service of the black slaves, a work that was to last for 33 years. Quote of the day, help yourself and God will help you, St. Joan of Arc. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hi, I'm Barbara Dooley, and I'm excited to share some great news from my friends at Bulldog Kia. You can buy a new Kia online and have it delivered straight to your home.
Right now, 2020 Kia Soul LXs are only $15,900 at Bulldog Kia in Athens. That's right, you can get a brand new Kia Soul LX for less than $16,000. This includes $2,000 customer cash and a dealer discount of $1,415. Get your new Kia Soul today at Bulldog Kia.
Wow! What a great deal. And with their free home delivery service, you can have your new Kia delivered straight to your driveway. So do what all other smart car shoppers do and get your new Kia from Bulldog Kia on the Atlanta Highway in Athens or at bulldogkia.com.
Must take delivery by August 3rd, 2020. Exempt stock number K20921, MSRP $20,315. Dealer retains all rebates and incentives, taxes, tag, fees, and dealer added items not included. See dealer for details.
We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia.
Our saint of the day is St. Peter Claver. He was born at Verdú, Catalonia, Spain in 1580 of impoverished parents that were descended from ancient and distinguished families. He studied at the Jesuit College of Barcelona and entered the Jesuit novitiate at Tarragona in 1602 and then took his final vows on August 8, 1604. While studying philosophy at Majorca, the young religious was influenced by St. Alphonsus Rodriguez to go to the Indies and save millions of perishing souls. Well, in 1610, he landed in Colombia. That's the principal slave market of the New World, where 1,000 slaves were landed every month. After his ordination in 1616, he dedicated himself by special vow to the service of the Negro slaves, a work that lasted for 33 years. Boarding the slave ships as they entered the harbor, he would hurry to the revolting inferno of the hold and offer whatever to the poor he could do, refreshments or whatever he had. He would care for the sick and dying and instruct the slaves through Negro catechists before administering the sacraments. Through his efforts, 300,000 souls entered the church. He encouraged them to live as Christians, and he prevailed on their masters to treat them humanely. He died in 1654. Dallas Police Chief Hugh Rene Hall announced her resignation Tuesday, the latest in a string of police chiefs stepping down amid growing calls for police reform. Hall didn't cite a reason for leaving in her resignation letter. The announcement came shortly after inconsistencies were found in the department's after-action report detailing the first few nights of protests after the death of George Floyd. She did hint that she will continue her career in law enforcement. She'll be staying on as chief through November 10th. Dallas Mayor Eric Johnson said he wasn't surprised by her pending departure. Her departure is the latest in a series of police chief resignations in major cities across the country. Seattle Police Chief Carmen Bess recently left the force over efforts by city leaders to slash the police budget. And Rochester, New York Police Chief LaRon Singletary on Tuesday said he's leaving the department at the end of the month following criticism over his handling of the death of Daniel Prude. The Georgia Secretary of State said Tuesday 1,000 voters cast ballots twice in the state's June primary. 58% of them were cast for Democrats. In Georgia, a voter has to request a specific party ballot in the primary election. While the investigation is still ongoing, initial results show that of the partisan ballots at issue, approximately 58% were Democratic ballots, a spokesman for Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger said. Raffensperger's office announced voting twice is a felony. Those accused will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Well, it is happening. Trick-or-treating is going to be canceled in LA County this Halloween due to the risk of spreading of the coronavirus, according to some new guidance from the local health department. Door-to-door trick-or-treating is not allowed because it can be very difficult to maintain proper social distancing on porches and at front doors, especially in neighborhoods that are popular with trick-or-treaters, the Los Angeles County Department of Health said in a news release. Trunk-or-treating events where children trick-or-treat from cars also not allowed. The county's public health department is encouraging alternative ways to celebrate Halloween this year, including online parties, car parades that comply with public health orders, and individuals must remain in their vehicles during these drive-through events. I don't know, everybody's wearing a mask for Halloween. What's the problem? Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day. The best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.